we can commence. Welcome to the press conference of a new film in the official selection, Das Hat Kisi, Beginning. And in order to talk about the film, we have people here live as well as the online collection that we're going to set up in a moment. Let me introduce to the people who are here with us today. I have producer David Serrat. We have the director Dea Kulembes-Gashvili, producer also Ivana Moyal. And now we're going to see online to the other people on the screen, I think. We have Ia Sukitashvili, who is the leading actress of the film, Rati Oneli, actor of the film, Asenia Khazarua, who is the DOP, director of photography, and Akaha Kinturashvili, who is an actor as well. I hope I pronounced that all well. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone can hear us online. Hi, good morning. Without further ado, we can commence with the questions. I don't know who wants to ask the first question yet. We have one in the front row here. Congratulations, first of all, for the film, because I loved it. My question is for the director, and I'd like to know, what was the initial idea or the motivation or the main motivation which led you to make this film? Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here talking with us. Initial motivation was I wanted to make a film about a woman who maybe in the more traditional narrative of cinema would be considered to be a secondary character, because she is the wife of a religious leader, and she is by definition in the background. And I wanted to look closer and examine her life. And I think that while working on a script, I was getting so many questions about the character that I think at some point the anger started to accumulate in me. And I do consider that the sense of anger was there while I was working and while I was writing. And I think that there was the time when I understood that this is exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted people to look at this woman who was not just conventional in terms of what's an expectation from the main character.
Sí, tenemos ahí.
Yes, we have another question.
Rodrigo from TV Globo, I have a question for you there. It's a very, very strong film. And my question is, your film has a very unusual depiction of religion, especially in times where we are discussing fundamentalism everywhere. For sure, I would like to hear you speaking about this portrayal of religion, but I think it's impossible to watch a movie so strong like Beginning without thinking about Orde, without thinking about Carlos Reigada's movie about Lux Vidya, those films about religions, and even Bergman. How did those directors somehow were influenced for your film?
Thank you. I think, and I discussed this with Carlos, by the way. I had the possibility to talk with Carlos about the subject of religion also in his film. And I think what he's interested in is more thinking about the human condition. And for me, the main interest is also the human condition. But I think the difference is that the dialogue is absolutely necessary. And I do consider that films made maybe even like 50 years ago, the great films are there to allow for the dialogue to continue in time, even if the directors are not around anymore. And to talk about religion is a difficult... I never wanted to just talk about one particular religious group, but I wanted to examine the structure where which by definition just sets up the rules and the stage for certain roles that people assume or take, and does not really allow for a personal choice. But we as humans, no matter what religion we have or maybe we don't, everything still comes down to the personal choice. And that was the most interesting part for me to explore. I wanted to look at the choices and decisions people make, and I wanted to look at the one particular human being, and or all the characters specifically as human beings.
Yes, we have in the front row again, and then over here. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask you, the director, about the character of the desire, that is to say, that character that appears and then at the end disappears in the way he does. How did you work upon that in the script or the screenplay to reflect those desires or that evil or that evil side of things? And the actor also, how did he work upon his character?
It's Gaha Ginturashvili, the actor who portrayed the Alex character. Well, I did extensive research because I wanted the character to be grounded in the very real, into the psychology of the the person I was trying to create on screen. And I think to talk about good or evil as an abstract ideas was not particularly what I was interested in, but I really wanted to explore something which was coming from, again, this one person. Through the research, I was trying to create very, very concrete and specific traits that the character has, which allowed them to work with the actor, because he was also very curious in why do I do this? What's the background? We created entire backstory. We created so much for the character, even though it's not in the film, but we really needed to know, and we really wanted to know, is this the first time this character is acting this way? What's his life? How is he used or maybe even abused by the system that he serves? Is he in some way a victim himself? Or could he have a chance of redemption? And is redemption even possible through the life he lives in? So it was a very tactile, it was very hands-on work that we did with an actor. And even while writing the script, we did a lot of research on different conditions that would lead to the such shift in the behavior, maybe, that the character portrays and displays.
Kaha, could you answer the question, if you can hear me? Let's we can solve the problem meanwhile, and let's continue, and then we'll leave the question pending for later. Here we have another question. I had two questions, both for the director. First of all, I want to congratulate you for the film, because I consider it's full of many different layers, audiovisually, especially dealing with a first feature film. A film which is full of beauty and poetry in all of its different scenes. Within that aesthetic beauty, there is one or two sequences that present facts which are quite terrible, and me as a spectator committed me very much. I want to ask you, why did you decide to film that in such a beautiful manner, and what reaction were you looking for the audience vis-a-vis these scenes?
Why the film is so beautiful? I guess that's how I see life, maybe. I mean, I grew up in this town, which is in the film. And if we look at the beauty of the nature which surrounds this town, it has been there before I was born, and it will be there after, like, I won't be around anymore. And I think that obviously it had a huge influence on me when I was growing up, and especially this, like, mountains, they were always this. As a child, I thought there was nothing behind these mountains, and when I was growing up, that was the question, what's behind these mountains? So the beauty of the world is just present, it's there, but the violence as well, it's just there. And I think that just to separate these two and to either see one or another would not be the right decision for me. I need to look at the world in more holistic, in more one unity as one fabric, and why I decided to depict the scenes of violence. Because they're part of life, and they're part of the life of this woman, and I could not look away, because we examine her life so closely, every mundane little step that she makes in her everyday life. We follow her so closely that to look away and not to look at such a huge, I think, life-changing event which happens in her life, I could not allow myself to look away, because I think that maybe we as a society as well often choose to look away. And I knew that it would not be easy to look at what was happening to this woman and to depict it and to film it. But I took it as my, I had a responsibility. I needed to do it. So I did not consider that there was, I did question how to do it, but it was not a question of not to have it in the film.
Una pregunta, un poco a modo de curiosidad. Quería preguntarle también, lo ha comentado un compañero.
I would like to ask you, a colleague asked me, how did you film the last sequence when the character disappears? Because that's, I think that's special effects, or how was that done?
Yes, it's special effects. I mean, we filmed it first with Kaha, and there was a very particular kind of shooting day. Just and then, yeah, we were doing special effects, and I was working with this wonderful artist in Mexico, Diego Vasquez, and he was a huge... I mean, how did they do it? It's very difficult usually to conceive something which is not something which you could look at something real. So my intention was to really look at the essence of what's happening to the character. I did not want it to look like a huge special effect work or to look like a cartoon. I wanted to work with very organic feel and the organic material. And it was like, we worked a lot on sound on that scene, because it was very important, like, how does he breathe and where does he stop breathing? And what does it, it was like, I was working with Diego mostly with a conceptual idea that I remember that I was just telling him that it's the act of disappearance, but in a very material form. Like, it's not him just, like, disappearing, but he gradually becomes nothing and then something again in the process. And then we started to build it, and it was a very long process, actually. I think it more than 45 days. Yeah, we worked on this shot for 45 days. Like, it was not...
Yeah. I think that we... Kaha, please, could you... answer the question and that was pending before as regards your character and how you worked on your character, Kaha.
Okay. Cayó en la caja, que es mi chimney.
No, parece que sigue. Bueno, pues...
Well, in any case, taking full advantage that we have the other two actors in the film. Oh, now, Caja is here with us.
Okay, hello. ¿Podemos repetir la, repetimos la pregunta?
We're going to repeat the question. Could you explain how you worked upon your character? Because we were talking about what it might represent in the film. And could you explain how did you see how you became to, how you came to create your actor, your character?
La historia fue investigada de antemano.
Როგორ შეიძლება ადამიანი არსებობდეს რაღაც კონკრეტულ სისტემაში?
It was very important to be able to determine whether it's a simon that the system creates this, the human being or vice versa. So therefore we went in depth from an investigative point of view as regards the character. I was just saying before, taking full advantage that we've got the other actors of the film and also to the director perhaps answer us as well. Well, I think one of the things that most impresses or draws your attention for the film is the work with these long shots that last for about 6, 7, 8 minutes. And I could you explain the actors, what does this mean for you? Because it's a much more organic way of perhaps playing your role or portraying your role. The director and the actors, how did they address this challenge? Because these scenes are quite harsh and it's much more complicated to do it with these long takes and long shots. Ia and Rati can also intervene if they want to. That would be fine as well.
Ditam process. Ეს არ იყო ადვილი გზა. Და ძალიან რთულია იანაზე საუბარი. ზოგადად ესე. ესე ახსნა და დასაბუთებით მოუყვე. Პირველი მაინც დავიწყებ იქიდან, რომ ყველაფერი იწყება სცენარის წაკითხვით ჩემთვის და იმ ემოციების მიღებით, რაც პირველად ვიღებ სცენარის წაკითხვის დროს. Და ვთქვი, რომ ძალიან გული დამწყდებოდა, რომ მე ამ ფილმში არ მიმეღო მონაწილეობა. Და დიდი მადლობა დიას იმისთვის, რომ ჩემზე გააჩერა არჩევანი, გააკეთა არჩევანი.
Do you want to translate or should she continue talking?
Ара გადავთარგმნი ახლა.
Welcome to everyone. I would like to say that the process was quite difficult and quite interesting at the same time. We've had a lot of time to investigate the character and we've used and we've done everything we can to create the characters. I talked a lot about my character, of how we've tried to do and portray this throughout the entire filming process. And I'm very glad and very happy that the director had chosen me as the leading character for the film to address the character starts The first thing is obviously to read the script and slowly but surely trying to discover how, what's her day-to-day life, what does she think about, what does she do, and then slowly but surely gradually discover and obviously to show exactly what my character does. I want to once again thank the director for having chosen me for this role. And I want to highlight that it was difficult to play and portray this character, but at the same time, very interesting. Perhaps. Rati. Yes, Rati, you can, yes.
Well, I'm not a professional actor, but to my surprise, playing these really lengthy scenes was the easiest part of the film. You know, it might come as a surprise, but playing very small, you know, takes was extremely difficult. I don't know why it happened, but it was my discovery. And I think I know why to some extent, because Dea and I worked on the script for about 5 years, and I was completely immersed in the character, even though playing the character came as a surprise just very shortly before the film. Two very important points I want to make is that I have complete trust in Dea's vision as a director. So I never had a slightest doubt whether the character is real, whether the character has real motivations. And that was very important. But also I had this amazing partner, Inia, who is just a brilliant actress. And she treated me from the onset as her equal, which was very, very helpful. So I felt completely at ease in these very important moments. But again, I mean, to my surprise, these long takes, which we rehearsed a lot, and which actually I thought would be very difficult to do because of the pressure of filming on 35 millimeter, were quite easy, because I guess I had this opportunity to live in the moment. And otherwise, when we had very small takes, it was extremely difficult for me not to be nervous. So that was my experience, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure that Caja wants to add anything as regards, because he has a scene which is quite impressive in the film, undoubtedly. And also, how was it to work this way, Caja?
Tu kinda traimis damateba da tu shegiliat da tsuda dazuobit moqeqeti bolos tenastan shesaqeb anu bolos tseni shesaqeb rogori mushavet da rogori qo tkeni gamotsileba.
Creo que volvemos, no sé. Parece que sigue sin escucharnos. Bueno, intentamos
Well, we will try that a little later on. Dea, I'm not too sure whether you want to add something about these, to work with these long takes, and then we can perhaps allow Arseni, for example, who is also the director of photography. You want to start, or should we allow the director of photography to talk?
I just want to talk maybe. Caja worked on this scene, which is very long, and it required a lot of very detailed and very nuanced work on the timing and like how the switch from one kind of behavior happens into the something which is totally different, but also how to stay connected with each other for two actors, specifically when he's off screen for a pretty long time and then again he's back on screen. And we knew that we could not do many takes because of losing, like I don't believe in doing many takes because you start to lose energy and it just starts to become mechanical. So I wanted the energy to be there. And we were rehearsing the scene, I think, for so long, and we started to rehearse it maybe 3 months before we started to shoot. But then I was like, constantly trying to change things, because for me it's extremely important that there is a script, I like it, actors like it, but then when you work with these incredible actors, they give you back so much, which starts to also shape the scene into something slightly different. The main thing for me is to keep the essence, but for the rest, I want to explore what they're giving me, and I want to take something from them, which they bring to the scene, which maybe or surely I have not even thought about. So with this in mind, we were constantly exploring the nuances, and then I just really want to thank all the actors for how much they participated even in choosing their wardrobes. Like all of them went with the costume designer even for the shopping and picked up their wardrobes really on their own, because we had this idea in mind that I wanted these actors to, as characters, inhabit the spaces and places, and we rented this house really early on. And we wanted actors to be there, to spend as much time there as possible, and for Ia to even arrange things. Like, she was working with the set designer. She was like helping us to see where would this woman, the character of Jana, put something in her house. So it was a very complex process, and actors participated a lot. It was not just them stepping on set and performing something, but it was much more like layered approach to the to acting, and I am incredibly grateful to all of them because they really brought so much to the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was saying, as we've got Arseni, who's the DOP of the film, the director of photography, it's very interesting that perhaps he could explain what was the process of. Hi, Arseni, how are you? I was saying we would be interested in knowing your point of view of how we shot these very long takes and what was the work working with Dea and working with the actors.
I think it was very magical, to be honest. That's Dea's vision, and that's the way she directs. What it means for me is that there is so much preparation happening before we actually shoot a certain scene or a shot. We first she does rehearsals in the studio, then we do rehearsals on location. We really get to see, like, for me, it's very important to get to see how actors move in space, how they relate to the environment around them. You go through all these steps and you get to really learn. I get to really learn what is there after, what is she looking for in each particular scene in the film. And then after you get to location and you actually start to shoot, it takes a long, and you really get to see the details and nuances in every single little detail. Really learn, really study every single thing that you're doing. Every shot and every scene is studied carefully. And after you do all this work, it really allows some magic to happen. There is a certain emotion, there is a certain atmosphere that appears on top of all this work which is done, which is very gratifying, which is amazing for me, because you really have, you can do so much, but then you actually get to this point to see the film happening. You look into the camera, you look into the viewfinder, you see actual things come to life on top of all this work which was done. And from a technical point of view, of course, but it's a good thing. I think it brings a lot of discipline and brings a lot of focus. It's not easy for actors, I'm sure, but it brings a certain requirement. They know they have to do their best as well. And I think it just puts everything together. It's a great way. It's a great way to work.
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I think we've got Caja available. Hi, Caja. Hi. Just like your colleagues who's just explained, what was it like, especially that scene that you have with Ia, which is quite powerful?
Tu shegizlia to moguqeto am bolo scenastan dakavshirebits romelit Kalvadoniasan ertat gadaiqet romelit sakmot tsineli dartuli scenariso tu sheidleba to tkeni gamotsedeba moguqeto da rogori iqo protsesi gadaqebis
bolo scenastan rom gaopatiurebis scenas gulisqoben albat kho
rotsa midis spirvelat
iastan rodetsa spirvelat midi khat iastan aim scenas gulisqoben
Ატანო?
როდესაც პირველად მიდიხარ დიასთან, კალვატონიასთან.
აა, პირველად როდესაც მიდიხარ, როდესაც მაქსენაზე. ხო, ნუ ეგ გამხსნელი სცენაა, ესე ვთქვათ, ჩემთვის და ნუ ჩემთვის, ჩემი პერსონაჟისთვის. Ra che xeba iastan mushaobas
es el primer es el primer escena que abre
pirlat khonda realurat che xeba kinoshi miuxedavat chemi didi pativis semisa mizdami da ra che xeba zogadat max scenas ai rogorc arseni magnishna zan rtulia ra im kadrshi qopna romosats situaze im momentshi dea da arseni ktavazobden imtorom აბსოლუტურად ჩანს შენი ყველა განცდა და ყველა შეხული და შეიძლება ნებისმიერმა მოძრაობამაც კი გაგყიდოს თუ არ ხარ ჩართული თავიდან ბოლომდე.
Bueno,
what I would like to highlight it's the first time of my character appears in the film. What I would like to do is highlight that after I respected very much obviously with my colleague who's a great actress, and as Seni mentioned, it's a very delicate scene. What we have to try is to play the role quite delicately, because any movement at a given moment, a mistake in the movement could make us lose this magic that we were trying to create. So therefore, it was a very interesting scene, but also in turn difficult and very delicate to portray. I think we have another question here as well. Well, I would like to ask the producers and the director whether this type of cinema is quite normal in your country, or what risks were you undertaking shooting a film which was so special, so powerful, so strong, so extreme, and so committed? And for the director is also quite precisely that. Whether you're going beyond the line in the type of cinema we see at your country, or do you want to be identified with types of cinema, or this is a first presentation, this is like your presentation card, and then you want to do other types of films?
Identify with the cinema in my country, or...
She's saying she would like to know whether your film identifies the type of cinema made in your country, or whether this is your first step, as is it, I think it's your first feature film, if I'm not mistaken, and you want to sort of establish yourself with this and then perhaps do other things differently in the world of cinema. Okay.
I think that my country, Georgia, has the great tradition of cinema, and it's diverse, and Georgian directors in past and at the moment, everybody has their own voice and their own vision. And I'm sure that there are many young directors who are now maybe working on their first features, who will be something on their own and unique. And maybe I consider that to be the beauty of the cinema from my country, that everyone has something on their own. I don't know how would I specifically identify with something. Like I don't believe in a style in cinema, for example. I think that every film is something on its own. And as for me, personally, it's not a technical exercise to go on and just explore the technique and the approach that I had for this film. I think every film brings something on its own, and for the director, it's perhaps the film that speaks back to you, and it's not you who is imposing something on the film. So at the moment, I am thinking about a new film, and I very much hope that it will be something totally different and something on its own. So I'm not specifically fixated on one thing at all.
The question was also for the producers. If the producers could add something as well.
I think this question has a double meaning for us, because we're the French side of this film, so our country has a maybe different tradition of cinema, but we were very happy to continue in the tradition of Georgian cinema that we actually love. But we didn't go behind the vision of a type of cinema, it was really the vision of a director,
And we were very happy to support Dea, and hopefully her vision questions any form and any style.
Thank you.
David, did you want to add something?
Side, no, but maybe Rati, as the Georgian producer, has a take on it.
Sí. Sí, nos escucha.
But,
Rati?
It's not that easy to speak about, like Dea said, about where this film belongs or where it doesn't belong. In our opinion, and I think I would not be amiss to speak on behalf of my French colleagues as well, what Dea presented after so many years of gestation was so novel and so new and so fresh. I don't like that word fresh, but it's difficult to describe it in other terms, is that I myself have never seen anything like this. And no matter whether it's a Georgian film or a non-Georgian film, and it was very fascinating to work in this direction, which is unexplored, specifically in Georgia. And so that was my initial reaction to when she shared her story and her vision with me. So I think she knows better where she, you know, herself belongs. I don't know. I cannot answer to that. But to me personally, as a producer, it was something completely new and completely fascinating and challenging, actually, to work. So.
Mm-hmm. Sí, teníamos aquí.
Yes, we have another question here.
You used the word beauty, speaking previously, and the nature of your film is really beauty. I would like to understand what would be for you the aesthetical use of nature and the aesthetical use of silence. Your movie is very silent and your movie is very nature. Could you say a few words about?
Sure, thank you. If we talk about the beauty of nature, it's interesting to think it's the beauty of a landscape or the beauty that each character, even like the ones that bring evil, maybe their pain, something within them or something they trigger, something they represent. It's in a way, it's the search for beauty, maybe. But not aesthetical, but in maybe more complex understanding of it. And Jana, the main character, is the representing beauty for me. Aesthetically speaking, I was really not trying to aestheticize the beauty of nature. It's just really what it is there. For example, the pink flowers in the rape scene, they just were there. This location is behind the house where the characters live. It's like literally right there. And for me, it just made sense because I want to stay honest and I want to be truthful to actual places and actual locations. I did not want to shoot on stage. I wanted to actually shoot in the house and which these characters would live in. As for the silence, and we had huge discussions about it because there were people who considered it risky to have so much of the silence in the film. But for me, there was not a question because this is how this woman lives. She moves through the spaces in silence. She does not communicate with many people. And also, what is silence, really? I mean, that's the question there as well. You can create the silence and then punctuate it with like little sounds so it's highlighted, or you can actually try to listen to what character hears. And I think that's the different approach to the silence or to the sound, because silence is part of soundscape. And I was absolutely, I think, obsessed with the footsteps in the film, because I think that's the sound that the character hears most of the time. Like, she listens to her footsteps. And it was important for me, like, when do we hear a footstep to, like, before she appears in the shot? Is she aware of her footsteps or not? But the essence of this film for me is about looking, to really ask the audience to look what's in front of us. And maybe that's sometimes the most difficult thing to do, to just look. And I guess silence was the instrumental part of, to invite the audience to look.
Tenemos otra pregunta aquí.
Another question here, please. Hi again. My question for Dea is, again, for me, and I think that for the majority of the audience, the most highlight moment is that, or tough moment, is that of the rape. That is to say, the rape that this woman has to suffer is, it's when this woman has gone through through her husband. What were you trying to reflect there? An uncomfortable reality for us, the audience, because many women, independent on whether it happens in Georgia or any other country, it does happen, and they are judged and they are blamed for this instead of being helped. Thank you.
That was one of the key points of the research that I was doing before, for 2 years. I was talking to different therapists who helped me to talk to the women in groups of survivors of sexual assault, and it was very difficult, and it was a very delicate subject for me to start with, because how do you approach the subject of such violence and not, because this is you cannot dramatize it. It is what it is, and I did not want to have any cuts. I did not want to move the camera. I did not want to do anything, because I thought that it is so horrific for what it is, that I think it's impossible not to feel, and I think that anybody would feel something which is their own. Maybe they would connect with the pain which is their own. And then I was reading and I was talking to people, and I think the most difficult for women is to really talk later on, because the main and the most difficult part is blaming yourself. And I think that's the character also has this sense of shame, sense of blaming herself, or thinking that maybe it came upon her as a punishment for her to want something beyond the comforts of her domestic life. And understanding, I mean, also it's difficult, what does it mean to understand? How much do we need to know about the pain of another person in order to empathize? How much does she need to tell to her husband? Maybe she doesn't want to say more. Maybe it's just, or when she goes to her mother, the right question is never asked. And there is constantly this tension between these two women, when one knows that something really horrible happened in the life of another, but she as well shies away or steps, because maybe she doesn't want to know. I think maybe we as a society often don't want to know what's really happening, even in the lives of people we love. So I think it was the delicate subject to approach, but with Ia we did a lot of work about how much she would say, how much she would not say to her husband. And actually it was one of the most difficult scenes to shoot, and we shot it twice, specifically the shot on David, because to really grasp the right emotion, which would be something between anger, frustration, feeling powerless, feeling devastated, but also being enraged and feeling somehow betrayed by this woman. I think everything is in the character of David as well, because for him to really acknowledge what just happened and to take his part of the responsibility is so impossible in that moment that he just refuses to do so. And in that regard, maybe I just want to say that this film for me is about many points of no return. The characters are just carried through by some power, and we as an audience, I hope when we look, we can think that, oh, maybe this is the point when they need to stop and they need to question and they need to reflect, but they don't. And I think the question for me is like, do we actually stop in our lives, and what do we do with our lives actually?
Sí, quizá IA podría también.
IA, perhaps you could give your point of view about how she worked upon the character from that perspective.
ბატონო, ია, თქვენი აზრი მოგვაწოდოთ, ანუ როგორ იმუშავეთ თქვენს პერსონაჟზე, სპეციალურად აინტერესებთ ანუ გაუპატიურების სცენა როგორ მოამზადეთ, რა კვალიტატობა თქვენში, როგორ იყო თქვენი განცდა ამ როლის შესრულების დროს და თუ შეიძლება როისრაბოთ თქვენს გამოცდილებაზე და თქვენს შეგრძნებებზე ამ სცენასთან დაკავშირებით.
ძალიან კარგი სიტყვა ახსენეთ, შეგრძნება, იმიტომ რომ თავიდან ბოლომდე ეს პროფესია არის სწორედ შეგრძნებებზე. დაფუძნებული. თუ არ გრძნობ ამას, ისე არაფერი არ გამოდის. რაც შეეხება თლიანად მთელ პროცესს, იგივე ხა გაუპატიურების სცენაზეც მკითხეთ და იქ არის კიდე რაღაც სცენები, რომელზეც ალბათ დაისმევა ცალკეულად კითხვები. სიმართლე რომ გითხრა, ჩიჩეული გადაღების დღე იყო, როცა არ ფიქრობდი სხვა მეორე დღეზე, ცხოვრობდი კონკრეტული ამ დღით. ადეკი გზას, რომელიც უნდა გაგევლო ბოლომდე. უნდა გეცხოვრა ამ გმირის კანში. უნდა გესუნთქა, როგორც ისუნთქავს ის. უნდა ქონდა ის ემოცია, რაც ქონდა იანას. ეს იყო ძალიან უცნაური შეგრძნება, სიმართლე რომ გითხრათ, იმიტომ რომ ადამიანები, რომლებიც თავის ემოციას ძალიან კაფიოდ გამოხატავენ, ან შეუძლიათ ყვირილი, შეუძლიათ ტირილი ხმამაღლა ადეკვატურები იყვნენ ესეთ ემოციებთან, რაც ხდება მათ გარშემო. ეს ბევრად ადვილია ისედაც ადამიანისთვის. და ბედნიერები არიან ესეთი ადამიანები, რომელსაც ემოციის ესე გამოხატ, მაგრამ აი როდესაც შიგნით ტრიალებს ეს მთელი ემოცია, შიგნით ივსება, 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 ივსება და გასასვლელი თითქოს არსად არ აქვს. ესეთი ადამიანები საკმაოდ საშიშებიც არიან. სხვათაშორის ეს გრძნობა შიში ყოველთვის რაღაცა თან ახლდა ამ გმირის კეთების დროს. აი როცა ვახსენე სცენარის კითხვა, პირველი რაც იყო, უცნაური შიში დამეფლა, მაგრამ არ წაგიღოთ ხა იმისკენ, რომ აი ტიპიურ შიშზე მაქვს საუბარი. რაღაც უცნაური შიშის გრძნობა იყო. მაგრამ ეს ემოციაც, რა თქმა უნდა, საჭირო იყო დავტოვე ეს ემოცია ჩემთვის. მქონოდა ამ გმირის კეთების დროს. ძალიან მადლობელი ვარ და ძალიან გამიმართლა, რომ სწორედ დეას შევხვდი ამ გზაზე. იმიტომ რომ ჩვენ რაღაც ესე ხელჩაკიდებულებმა გავიარეთ ეს გზა მთლიანად. თითეული სცენა ესეთი, აი როგორც გაუპატიურების სცენა იყო, კიდე წყალთან მაქვს რამოდენიმე სცენა, რომელიც მე, რომელიც მე საშინლად მეშინია ცხოვრებაში. ესეც დამეხმარა ეს შიშები ამ პერსონაჟისთვის. მე კიდე ერთხელ ამ ძალიან მიჭერს ამ გმირზე ესე საუბარი, იმიტომ რომ ის რასაც ზედმიწევნით უფრო გრძნობ, ჯობია გრძნობებში დატოვო შენთვის, ვიდრე ამაზე ესე ხმამაღლა ისაუბრო. თვითონ ფილმიც უცნაურად ისეთია. ჩუმი ფილმია. სწორედ ემოციაზე მაქვს ლაპარაკი, რომელიც ყოველთვის მუდმივად შიგნით ტრიალებს. შიგნით, შიგნით და აი ამას ესე მე მიყვები და გამოგაქვს, როცა საჭირო არის. ძალიან საინტერესო პროცესი იყო და მინდა გითხრათ, რომ იანა ესე ადულად არ წასულა მე ჩემგან. ყოველთვის ხედავდი ვარდისფერ ჯემში ჩაცმულ ქალს, რაღაცა პერიოდები იყო ჩემს გვერდით. ესე ადულად არ დაუტოვები ვარ ამ გმირს.
What I would like to say is, as we mentioned beforehand, an actor's profession is based upon feelings and sensations and try to portray them through the film or on the film. The process, I imagine people will always question those scenes, but the scene per se, that of the rape, was quite difficult to portray. When each scene was shot on that specific day, you're trying to live as that person. You don't have your own life. You are submerged completely into the character. It's as if you leave your life to one side and you start to live the life of that person that you're portraying. And I would also like to highlight that the river scene was also very difficult for me. And highlight as well that fear, rational fear or irrational fear at times, that accompanies my character. That's also well characterized. I'm very thankful, and I want to thank once again Dea for having chosen me. But I would say that it's a film about we as women, and not only women, but men and women. But what we tried to do is to create that character together, both of us. I would also like to say that, albeit the film and the shooting of the film is finished, that character will always leave something in my personality. And it's going to be one of my favorite characters and will accompany me throughout life as an actress. And I would also like to highlight that sometimes I always see myself in that pink dress that Jana used to wear. Okay, we have to finish the press conference now. There's one final question that we received via email, so therefore I'm going to read it. It's for the director. It's a question by the journalist David S. Blanco from DC's film, and he asks us, why does the director believe that the audience perhaps doesn't like to see violence, scenes of violence as we see them? Why do you see them as a provocation when the truth is they should be an object of reflection? Why do you think that sometimes these scenes are received in this way and they don't, sometimes the audience doesn't understand the real meaning behind those scenes?
Well, I think that, thank you. I think that for me, the violence is just a part of life as beauty, as love. And maybe love can be violent sometimes, and it is maybe in this film. And any kind of, I'm not in particular fond of provocation in cinema. That's why when I was working on this film, for me it was extremely important, even with the rape scene, to keep a distance from action and to put the camera far away enough. So it would be maybe the accidental passerby could, like, I did not want to put the camera closer. I did not want to dramatize it. I did not want to cut it. Because I think that violence can only serve as the part of the fabric and part of the experience that the characters are living through. It should be something which is like really from the life of this characters, but in any other way, if the violence just serves the purpose of shocking, or if it's just there to attract the attention, I would never, like, I'm not fond particularly of the.
Mm-hmm. Muy bien, pues bueno.
Okay, well, we have to come to the end of the press conference. I just would like to thank everyone involved in the film for having to come to San Sebastian with it. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I would like to wish you the best of luck with the film here in San Sebastian and also in its future directory. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.